The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords. This is the Rental Income Podcast. And now, Dan Lane.
Joining me on the podcast today is Pam Storm. And Pam is in a unique position where she owns a regular traditional rental, and she also owns a vacation rental. And I want to talk to her today about the differences and see if we can figure out if it's better to own a vacation rental or a regular rental. Pam, welcome to the show. Why don't we start with you just telling us a little bit about yourself and what got you interested in owning a rental property?
Great, Dan. And thanks for having me on today.
Sure.
So I think my path is a little non-traditional. I started my career as a CPA. And so I think I always knew that this was a wise move to have rental homes. But I didn't really get into it until 2010 is when I got my first rental. And then in 2012, I got another. And there were some others in between that we sort of bought and sold just for financial reasons. But how I got bit by the bug was I was running the large tenant screening firms for many years. And so I was working with the country's, you know, largest property owners and managers and the REITs. And they're very passionate about what they do, and they're very good about what they do. And so I was learning just by, you know, leading these tenant screening companies. I was learning all about, you know, how they manage their properties and the metrics that they use. And so I finally was bit by the bug and talked my husband into it. And so oddly, our first, rental in 2010, that's the vacation rental, the short-term one. And then 2 years later in 2012 is when we got, a longer term one that we still have in our portfolio.
All right. So let me cut right to the chase. What's better, the vacation rental or the regular rental?
I hate to say this. It really depends on your goals going into it. And so I will say that our goal going into the vacation home, it really was at that time to have a vacation place to go to every year to be with our son and be outdoorsy and so forth. The goal on the longer term home was to fund our son's college education. And we did have a few in between that we meant to hold forever. They had nice appreciation and we sold them. I don't know if that's the right move or not, but it's sort of what we did at the time. So I'd say that both are suiting our purposes. I will confess that with the goal of having a vacation home, at first it was not a money-making endeavor. It has recently turned into one, and that's been fantastic as well. The longer-term rental has always been a money-making endeavor.
Okay. Let me point out some of the negatives that I see with vacation rentals, and then I'll point out some of the positives, and we can maybe compare it here. So the first negative that I don't like about vacation rentals is the constant turnover, that you're constantly, every week, you're having a new person in there, you're constantly having to talk to people. It just seems like a lot of back and forth to get someone in there, where with a regular rental, you might have someone coming in there at worst every year, but hopefully if you get lucky, you have a long-term tenant. So is that a major downfall, or is it not that big of a deal?
You know, Dan, I think that if you are, you know, if you're going into it, right, with the right mindset that there is some work ahead of it and that you're doing it because you want to do it, you know, if you're level-headed about it, then it's not a downfall. We really were doing it at first, just to have this sort of vacation place that we loved. And we're fortunate that it's a gorgeous place. It's by the water. It's got a great dock. It's sort of nestled in the trees, so it's unique. It has great pictures. And so we're fortunate that the people who are staying there, they know what they're getting, and they're really into that. And I think you had somebody else on your show once, Stephanie, who was great about saying, you know, be very targeted about who you're attracting and what you're selling. And so we've been really lucky that way. We attract people in that short-term rental who know exactly what they want. And I think they get it. And so it's really a pleasure. I mean, I get tremendous fulfillment out of somebody just, you know, emailing or texting and saying, wow, your house is beautiful. We had a fantastic time there. And in fact, we've had it, I don't know, for what, 4 or 5 years, about 30% of our renters are repeat renters on a short-term rental.
Wow.
Now it is some work, no doubt. The work on the longer term rental, obviously it's been, I mean, I'm just so lucky there. It's been virtually maintenance free, but I think you want to bring up, I think, some of the other negatives.
Yeah. All right. So how much time do you think you spend every week dealing with potential renters or tenants or guests, or I guess you would call them guests, right? So how much time do you think you spend on a weekly basis doing emails back and forth?
So it's seasonal, but I would say that, you know, in peak season or heading into peak season, you know, it might be an hour a day, not long.
Okay. Okay.
And that's really extreme, to be honest.
Okay.
And then off peak season, you know, it's much less than that. The tougher part for us is we live in Atlanta. This rental is in South Carolina. And so it's hardly a labor of love. We need to get there quarterly, right? Just mm-hmm. because there's a lot of throughput there, you know? So, you know, there are things that happen, you know, we want to make sure that the HVAC maintenance is occurring routinely. We don't want a guest to, you know, have the AC going on them in peak season and summer. So we need to get there quarterly. You know, we try to paint it a little more often because there's a lot of scuff. People bring in their vacation bags, you know, mm-hmm. every week. You know, try to spruce it up, add new rugs or new paintings, or, you know, we swap out the appliances more often than we'd like to, things like that.
Okay. All right. So I'm getting the feeling here that the expenses are a lot higher. You're saying that you're having to paint more often, you're replacing the appliances. So like right away, I'm thinking dollar signs, that's cutting into my profit. And then also your guests aren't paying the utility bills, so you're having to pay that. And I guess you've got to update furniture every once in a while too. Is that,
you know, I think you know, our biggest expenses with this house are, they're fixed, and it's really two things. One is the hurricane insurance. It's about $5,000 a year. And the other is the property taxes, and that's about another $5,000 a year. So we have this $10,000 of fixed costs every year. And so that's sort of the low water mark, right?
Okay.
And so as we're able to hit the fix and then cover the variables like the utilities, which aren't much.
Okay.
And the appliances. And so now again, you know, just to headline it, and then I can go into more detail if you like. Yeah. On the expense side, you know, the first 3 years we did lose money. Again, we had hectic lives. It was a vacation place. The last 2 years, thanks to VRBO, that's what we use to attract guests. Thanks to VRBO and some of the enhancements they've made and some of the way that I've changed that we, you know, systemically approach this, it is now a money-making endeavor. It's not why we got into it, but it's not losing money now. And I'd say, you know, the utilities and all these things, they've gotten really easier. We put in a Nest thermostat. You know, it used to be that if a guest left in August, we didn't have another guest until, you know, September, and they left the AC at, you know, 68, you know, we might get a bigger utility bill. But that kind of stuff doesn't happen now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's smart. The Nest thermostat is a real smart thing to do. So, all right. So with your taxes, insurance, your updates, maintenance, how much do you think that on a yearly basis you're spending on the property?
I think on this property, it's a higher end property. I would say All in on the property, you know, we're somewhere between, you know, 25 and 35.
Okay. 25 and 30. That's your expenses.
Right.
And
all
then,
in.
And then how much do you make in rental income?
You know, we're now, you know, at the 30 plus range.
Okay.
And, you know, VRBO has made some enhancements and they're making some, you know, efforts to broaden their audience. You know, again, for us, it's not a money. We're not trying to make money with that house, so to speak. I mean, obviously, we're not trying to lose it either.
Yeah.
But, you know, where we are now is light years ahead of, you know, where we started in our first 2 years experience. So
Right. Okay.
we're really happy with that. And shout out to Stephanie, your guest, who gave me actually just one tip that's been, I think, very helpful.
What's that? Tell us again here.
Yeah, because she was sort of marketing the high end, you know, she had these high end PC condos. And so she really encouraged, you know, higher end photographs.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Photographs are so important, especially in a vacation property. I would think that's probably well worth the extra money to get a professional photographer in there. Is that what you did? Got a professional photographer?
We did. Okay. We did. And, you know, honestly, it's such a unique house in a unique location. I really didn't think it was necessary, but because Stephanie was so nice in talking to me, I just sort of felt like I owed it to her to follow up. Mm-hmm. And I did it. And I called her and said, wow, thank you.
Okay. Great. Great. Now, the other thing is vacancy. So you mentioned a guest might leave and you might have vacancy for a few months. So that summer season is so important. Do you ever have a week or two where you don't have someone in there in your busy season?
No,
okay.
No, it just doesn't happen. Even when we were starting out, that didn't happen. The thing that has changed the most is the consistency of the off-peak months.
Okay.
You know, we've probably had one or two couples a year spend their honeymoon there now. Right. Unfortunately, we've had a few, you know, there for funerals. It's Beaufort is sort of growing. And so it's really the off-peak traffic that's changed. But the peak season has consistently been, I mean, it's just 90 days straight bookings.
Okay. And then do you have a local cleaning service that comes in between guests to clean?
We do. We've been really fortunate with the amenities that we use in Beaufort. So we, you know, we have a local cleaning service. You know, we've got, you know, the right HVAC person. We've got a handyman. And then we, you know, every now and then, you know, have sort of a, you know, a friendly neighbor pop in. But, you know, between that and quarterly visits, which are an absolute joy, there just hasn't been that much else really, to go wrong. We worry about hurricanes or, you know, pipes, on the dock sometimes burst, but those are just sort of the things that happen.
So you are basically self-managing this. You don't have a local property manager that oversees anything. If something comes up, you're just calling your person.
We self-manage right? it. Yeah. The first okay. 2 years, my husband did it, when I was, you know, traveling 80 hours a week and traveling the country. So the first years my husband did it, then he sort of switched the reins over. And it's, for me, it's very fulfilling.
Now you're in Atlanta. So you're, how far away is that from?
We're about four and a half hours.
Okay. Do you see any value in having a property manager, or do you think someone would ever consider that? Or do you think really it's just kind of an added expense that somebody wouldn't really need?
I think property managers add tremendous value. You know, if you want to be hands off.
Okay.
I think they add value.
Okay.
I like doing it. And it's not across the country. You know, I hear on your show a lot of people who do their rentals cross country, you know, even across the world, I hear. So obviously there are times when you've just got to have a manager.
Right.
But in our two, we don't have to have them. And I've been in housing, you know, for many years. So I just love it.
Okay. Now tell me about VRBO. I know that is a big site that a lot of people use, and there's also Airbnb, and I think there's a few other ones. Do you use any of those sites, or are you better off just using one site?
We just use VRBO right now. I have not tried to use any of the others because our experience with VRBO, you know, has been favorable. Mm-hmm.
So you don't need it. You've got enough activity. You've got enough people coming through VRBO that you really don't need any other marketing channels to book it up, right?
That's correct. Okay. The traffic is really pretty solid.
Okay. Now tell me about how you found this place. How did you end up finding this rental?
Yeah, I wish it could be this, you know, really deliberate story, but my husband and I, we took a vacation in Beaufort. We'd heard it was pretty and it's dog friendly. We have a dog, and the other nearby beaches in Florida or Savannah, they're not so dog friendly. So we went there, and we fell in love with it. We went back a second time, got a realtor who was fantastic. And it was in the, you know, the midst of the financial crisis. This particular home was in foreclosure. We put in a really low offer, at the time, and it sat for many months. And then I was on a business trip, and the bank had accepted the offer. So we did it.
That's great. Was there a lot of work needed to fix it up?
Yeah, there was, to be honest. I'd say for the first year, we didn't do that much work. It was in okay shape. But then we had somebody kind of come over and look at a few things. We did have to put some substantial work in it. So we paid $375 for it, and we had to put another $30 into it.
Okay. Was it hard trying to coordinate that from so far away to find local contractors and different people you would need?
We've just been really lucky. I think, you know, in real estate, I think a lot of it is, if I were to oversimplify it, you know, it's about having a good network of people you can rely on. It's about, I think, just understanding the basic financials. And then third, probably just being a good people read and knowing the regulations. And so we've just been really lucky in terms of the network. We found, just reputable people right away. And they still help us to this day, you know, they've got the key code. If we need work, they go in, they help us. And it's just a win-win.
That's great. Now, have you ever had any problems with the maid service? A maid maybe didn't get the job done before the next guest arrived. Has that ever been an issue?
Yeah, I think, you know, we had an issue like that. I want to say maybe our first year, and maybe 2 years ago, maybe the most stressful incident was a guest had left an envelope behind that contained quite a bit of cash. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the envelope could not be located.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
So it was stressful. You know, we weren't sure if the cleaning crew maybe had taken it or something else had happened. But you know what, to be honest, he was a police officer. He was very understanding, you know, and, we filed the report and it took its course.
Okay. Well, Pam, I think this was very educational. I learned a lot today about vacation rentals. It's it seems to, just to kind of summarize it, it's maybe if you're looking for cash flow and you're looking to maximize the amount of money you're making, you're maybe better off doing a regular rental. If you're looking to do the least amount of work, you're probably better with a regular rental. But if you want to maybe have a free place to stay a couple of times a year and you want to maybe do something maybe that's a little bit more fun, then this might be a good way to go. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it. The only thing I would add in is, you know, if you're willing to do a little bit of work, I think it can be, I think either rental can be, you know, fulfilling also.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, Pam, if someone wants to reach out to you or wants to learn more about you online, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I think people should check us out at rentmarketplace.com. I mentioned I've been obsessed with tenant screening and in particular rental payment data for decades. And so we've launched rentmarketplace.com, or if everybody wants to reach out and talk to me, I'm at 888-973-0971.
All right. I will put a link to your website and also your phone number on my website. You can check that out at rentalincomepodcast.com/episode86. Thanks for coming on the show, Pam, and thank you for listening. We'll be back with a new episode next Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.